onto the local business here in Los Angeles, and that's movies. Each week we present our roundup of what critics are saying about the new releases. Here is Slate's Ben Williams with summary judgment.
Our first movie this week is Mean Girls, written by Saturday Night Live's Tina Fey and starring Lindsay Lohan as the new girl trying to fit in at a Chicago high school.
You got your freshmen, Asian nerds, cool Asians, varsity jocks, unfriendly black hotties, girls who eat their feelings, girls who don't eat anything, the greatest people you will ever meet, and the worst. Beware of the plastics.
This satirical take on the bitchy teen genre is basically Heathers for a new generation, says the Miami Herald. Although Mean Girls isn't quite as biting as its predecessor, the film still has enough smarts to go to the top of critics' class. The Village Voice thinks it nails the servile malice of 15-year-old girls, and The Onion's report card compares Mean Girls favourably to the herd mentality of other PG-13 teen disposable movies, calling it confident enough to think for itself and still fit in with its peers. Next up is Envy, in which Jack Black gets rich by inventing a product that makes dog droppings vanish, and his old friend Ben Stiller is consumed with jealousy.
You know that invention of mine that makes turds disappear? I got a name for it. Vaporize. It's just like vaporize, only you add an O so you got poo right there in the middle.
Calling Envy a real stinker seems appropriate, says the Dallas Morning News. It's probably the first comedy to revolve around canine feces. The director is Barry Levinson. Entertainment Weekly, citing a string of colossal comedy duds from him, wonders, is the once great director of Diner and Rain Man slowly falling apart in a Hollywood he no longer fits into? Finally, we have Godsend, a topical horror movie in which a mysterious doctor, played by Robert De Niro, clones a grieving couple's dead son.
Well, if the implant doesn't take, the procedure's a bust, what then? It'll work, Paul. You can't say that with any certainty.
Look, no one can say anything with any certainty. I mean, even a routine pregnancy is fallible. But if I can speak plainly, what more do you have to lose?
The critics think this film couldn't be less of a godsend. The movie's clone son isn't the only product of a test tube's worth of secondhand DNA and far too little imagination, cracks the Washington Post. There's also the script, which Entertainment Weekly calls the umpteenth recycled shocker about a mystical dark child with an aura of disaster. Robert De Niro as the Doctor provides the only performance of note. He's taken his expert career slumming to a new depth, sighs LA Weekly, and become an evil clone of a once great actor.
Ben Williams writes the summary judgment column for Slate.